Well, let's continue on the celebrity train here, okay?
All right.
All right, I'm going to tell you some facts about celebrities that you may not know. And they're sort of weird facts, and these are true. These are true. But, you know, it's like a get to know your celebrity a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that when Angelina Jolie was 22 years old, she tried to hire a hitman to assassinate her, but he convinced her to stay alive?
Really?
She was so depressed at 22. She didn't want to live, but she didn't have the balls to kill herself. So she tried to hire a hitman to do it for her. And he was like, first he was like, do you have a mirror? I'm not going to be killing you. You have to go look at the mirror and see why.
I'm going to do something else to you, but I'm not killing you.
No.
That was a, that sounds like a Fletch movie. I didn't know people hired hitmen to kill them. I thought you hired them to kill somebody else.
No, she tried to hire the hitman to kill herself. And, you know, and now when you look back and you think, wow, thank God that didn't succeed with that, because think of all the work she did with UNICEF, all the charity work, mm-hmm. all the kids she adopted. Like, she really changed a lot of people's lives for the better. Like, she went and used her powers for good and not evil after she got over being a heroin addict and putting a vial of blood around her neck. But once she got over that phase, she really did a lot of good things with her life.
That's super depressed.
Yeah.
That's another level.
Now, this one you might remember if you're of a certain age. Matthew Broderick was convicted of careless driving in a car accident, I think it was in Ireland, where he killed two people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that story?
I remember that he got in a car accident, and I didn't know he killed people.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it his fault?
Yeah, he killed two people. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How do you live with that?
I know. That must be hard to live with. This is interesting. This I didn't know. Channing Tatum. Here's how long Channing Tatum has been out there dancing and trying to get your attention. He was in Ricky Martin's She Bangs video.
Was he really?
What year was that? That was a really long time ago.
Yeah, that was late 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, like 98?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was around that long. Speaking of being around that long, I guess people that are true Britney Spears fans would know this. But before going solo, did you know that Britney Spears was in an all-female group called Innocence?
No.
Yep, she was.
No.
Yeah, these are all facts about celebrities. The whole thing is get to know your favorite celebrity, things you might not know about them. And there's another one.
So somebody approached her and said, look, you got to lose the other chicks.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, they're weighing you down. Go solo.
You're the star.
Mm-hmm. Drop them.
But I think also when she was coming up, it was a time they were trying to do the, remember there was all those like boy bands and girl bands and O-Town, and every time you turn around, there was some new band, new like group. I think that what happened was they started to branch off and do solo acts, Christina Aguilera, you know, people like that, Avril Lavigne. So I think her record label realized that she was really the star and that they could make more money off of her as a solo artist. And obviously that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Lose the chicks.
Lose the chicks. Did you know that Snoop Dogg and Brandy are cousins? First cousins.
Who are they? Yeah, I could care less. I hate Brandy.
I'll tell you what's funny about that. I know you hate her because you worked with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's funny about that. I have a doorman in my building who claims to be first cousins with Snoop Dogg and Brandy also. And there's no way to verify that. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, go with him to a family reunion? There's no way to verify it.
Are you related somehow, some way to anybody famous?
Am I related to, well, not really anybody famous, but okay, you know the Kangol hats? Remember the Kangol caps, like,
yes,
in the 90s?
Yes.
And Samuel L. Jackson is still wearing his.
Mm-hmm. LL Cool J made him famous.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the dude who came up with Kangol, the Kangol hat guy, he originally made them for the French military before eventually deciding that, you know, he could make more money by making them a worldwide pop culture / hip hop type hat. I'm related to that guy.
From the Kangol fortune.
The Kangol hat guy, the Kangol fortune.
Wow.
Yeah, I found that out when I did my DNA.
Is that how you found out? Nobody decided to tell you. You just found out from your ancestry.
Yeah, I found it from my ancestry because they go back and they, you know, they try to find people that are more recent. So, yeah, so as they were going back, that's, I was like, do I have any, everybody always wants to know, like, do I have any royalty? Mm-hmm. Am I related to some kind of king or queen or duke? And they're like, well, you are related to the guy who invented the Kangol cap for the French military. And then his family turned it into an empire, but you're not,
I'm not part of that empire. Family, yeah. Damn,
you're related
it.
To them, but not enough that you'll get some money off of it. No.
Yeah. My stepfather, his cousin was BJ from BJ and the Bear, the show. Ooh. From the 70s. And also in that family, John Mellencamp. He's a cousin.
What? That's crazy. Wait, Greg Evigan, right?
I guess that's what his name is. I just know him as BJ.
He was hot. He was hot back in the day. And then he ended up on a TV show with, I think it was Paul Reiser, My Two Dads.
Mm.
Wasn't that him?
I guess. I just remember BJ. I remember people telling me, hey, that's your stepfather's cousin. And then John Mellencamp, and that he lived down the street at some point. Wait.
Oh, lived down the street, but wasn't related.
He's related. He's a cousin, but I've never met him.
So Greg Evigan and
Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp are related?
It's some form of relation.
Oh.
And then my grandmother, back in the day, was related to Tom Mix.
Who's that?
He was a cunt. He was a cowboy.
He was a cunt?
He was a cunt.
Excuse me?
He was a cunt. No, he was a cowboy back in the 1800s. And remember that rhyme, shave and a haircut, two bits, who are you going to marry? Yeah. Tom Mix. That's Tom Mix.
Okay. So, I didn't know the rest. I remember shave and a haircut, two bits from like old movies. I didn't know there was another line to that.
There's another line, Tom Mix. He was like the cowboy people that kids wanted to be. But she tells me all about his funeral, how they had it in the house and people came by and saw it and all that. So.
Well, okay, so here's something. This is not really a relation, but, well, it's my relation. So my grandfather's sister, so that would be my great aunt, was this brilliant, super smart mathematician here in New York. And one of her colleagues and best friends was Albert Einstein.
Really?
And all this, there's all this home video that I have seen because we used to have these things called cousins clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a cousins club is?
No.
Apparently it's this thing where, like, if you have a big family with lots of cousins, it's like a family reunion pretty much. But the way we did it is, so everyone in my family would have like some interesting story to tell, or I have a cousin that was an artist, somebody else who's a singer, so they'd come up, get up and perform or whatever they were doing, you know. So we would have these cousins clubs like once a year, like a family reunion with just the kids. And somebody found all this home video of my grandfather and his sisters and the family, and they showed us all these videos of like hanging out at their house in Brooklyn, and there's fucking Albert Einstein at like their barbecue. Not with his tongue out, but like hanging out at the barbecue, because apparently he and my great aunt were colleagues and, you know, cohorts, and they worked together, mathematicians and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So not related, but still kind of cool that we have like home video with Albert Einstein in it.
I always go back to Idiocracy when they had that line. Did Albert Einstein walk around thinking everybody was a bunch of dumbasses? And I wonder if he did, because I walk around and think everybody's a dumbass.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he was at a cookout going, oh, my God.
These Lawrences are really stupid, except for the one that I work with. But the rest of them are dummies.
The one that knows math I like, but the other ones, they only use like 2% of their brain. I use 4. So
I'm sick of having burnt barbecue with this. They don't even know how to barbecue properly.
Oh, God. When I bring up EMC squared to somebody, they go, huh? And I talk about light and speed and black holes, and I go, eh? They talk about, you know, what was on TV. I invented the bomb. Look at me. I'm Albert Einstein. When I came up with E equals MC squared, they went, yeah, okay, that's nice. Everybody's a dumbass.
We could say letters too.
Z equals
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Z equals B over C squared. Look, I'm famous too. Poor guy.